Wave Radio. And we're here live at the Kramer booth. I feel like it's C6825. I really hope that's correct. I don't remember. I just know that I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada with
Victoria Barella, and we have our wonderful guest.
Hi, Lyle Waldron with you.
Hi, Lyle. How's it going?
It's been interesting. It's another one of those great infocoms. It's been extremely hectic for me.
Okay.
Because I'm coming up from the islands, as you all call it.
Sure.
I have to do all of my product selection and evaluation in 3 days to go back home to strategize design for another academic year.
While we may call it the islands, what do you call it?
I call it home for now. And this year I also had the privilege to present at UBTech, so I had 2 sessions to present.
Okay.
How did that go?
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was, I put a lot of work into it, but I was pleasantly and happily surprised at the response. It was a million times greater than I could have expected on a good day. So
for the listeners that are not familiar too much about this, can you explain what the talk was about, if you can?
Yeah, no problem. Both sessions, one was what UBTech calls a special interest group. So that was more of a workshop activity stuff. And the other was a standard presentation. Both were themed around technology-enhanced classrooms on a budget. The presentation is actually technology-enhanced classrooms on 1/6 of a budget, because the exchange rate for my country is 6 of my dollars to one U.S. dollar. Mm-hmm. So that I'm buying all the same technology, Kramer, Crestron, Daylight. And how do we, I have 400 classrooms to manage.
You got to teach them.
Exactly. 24 campuses on 2 islands. So what have we done to achieve some measure of success? And I was just really happy that there were many schools there from Hawaii all the way over to the East Coast.
Wow.
That were really able to participate well, to contribute, and hopefully they learned from my experiences. And that it was really, I was really happy to serve the higher ed community like that.
Basically, what I got out of all of that just now was that I could go live where you call home.
Yes.
For 5 times more comfortably than I'm living now, because
I live in
six. I can't do math well. I live in California, and it's not cheap.
Yeah, I'm well aware of LA life. So yeah, there we go. So yeah, so that was really good, and because this is like my 8th or 7th Infocom. So what usually happens from the days of Educom is that all the newbies end up texting me, and we come over to the Infocom show floor, because this could be overwhelming. I mean, let's be fair, this is crazy.
Yes.
And I remember the first time I came to Infocom, I was just a 20-something-year-old kid alone on this show floor.
That's me.
There you go. So that, you know, I really think it was incumbent on me, if there was any way I could help anyone else in the higher ed AV community, to kind of get a hold of what's going on here. So, you know, to bring it to AV for y'all, which is why I'm here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here looking for all the usual higher ed nuances. I'm looking at platforms for distance education, so video conferencing. But we don't do boardrooms, we do classrooms.
Okay. That's very popular in
exactly.
Chicago.
That nuance is a big deal.
Yeah.
Your platform's got to have certain things that we're looking for. LTI interoperability. We're looking for classroom management stuff. And of course, we want to use it for administration and for other business efficiencies. All right? So I'm also looking, of course, at interactive displays. How is that going? And the ultimate unicorn holy grail.
What is it? You
got to
tell us.
BYOD wireless mirroring. The problem that we're faced with is that the numbers and the products and some of the snake oil, they don't add up, because Android, iOS, Windows, and OS X, universal, ubiquitous, always working presentation and mirroring. It's not as easy as it seems, and we had a very, very good run on that at UBTech in my session. Because when you look at the numbers, you look at Google developer numbers, you look at Android's fragmentation numbers, it's not as easy as everybody thinks.
It's not.
No.
It's not. There's not any one product that, if they're being honest with you, can actually get it done. But we have to plan for that. We have to understand that. And as the old G.I. Joe, you know, saying goes, knowing's half the battle. So we did the knowing's half the battle over at UBTech. And I'm going to do my walk arounds and talk to my engineers and see what happens next.
Perfect.
Are you enjoying Infocom then?
Oh, for sure. I mean, for me, I'm a nerd, right? You're talking to a dude who has Tony Stark, Iron Man, and has a sticker on his laptop. So for me, this is like coming home. And, you know, it's just so much to take in, and I try to get as much of it as I can done.
Cool. Good. I'm happy you're enjoying Infocom then.
Always. Yeah.
Where can more people learn about this online?
Well, they can head over to UbiTech's website. I'm one of the listed speakers there. Or they can give me an email. It's Lisle, L-I-S-L-E, at Minerva, that's M-I-N-E-R-V-A-T-T.com. And most everybody's been emailing me there already, and we're getting things done. It seems I have a modicum of influence in assisting in product selection for some schools. I've done a lot of consultancy back home, and I'm starting to do a lot of consultancy over here. So they can shoot me an email, and I'm happy to share the materials for them and probably, you know, have a quick VC face-to-face and discuss stuff and see where things go.
Cool.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you for coming by.
By all means, I'm happy to help the rave community as well.
Thank you. Thanks. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. And we're out.